broadcasting from the UNMC College of Nursing. Get ready for RN Huddle, the podcast dedicated to bringing hot topics for and by nurses to the table.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to RN Huddle. This is your host, Heidi Keeler, coming to you from Omaha, Nebraska, UNMC College of Nursing. And here we always talk about nursing issues from nurses. And so we really were searching around to find a really interesting topic to discuss today. And what's more interesting than nursing of the future? So in order to discuss this with you, we went out and we found three representatives from the Innovation Design Unit here in Omaha. And we brought three special guests to do that. And so we have special guests, Kara Tomlinson, Michelle Schulte, and Callie Sibilia to talk to us about the Innovation Design Unit. But before we get started, of course, we always like to know who you are and where you came from. So why don't we start by asking Kara to introduce herself and let us know who she is, where she came from, and how she ended up in the Innovation Design Unit.
Thank you, Dr. Keeler. Feel very special to have the opportunity to be here with you all today. My name is Kara Tomlinson, and I serve as the Executive Director of System Care Delivery and Innovation for Nebraska Medicine. And I have extensive leadership experience in healthcare. I'm a nurse by background, and I'm responsible for coordinating new care delivery models across the health system and really working to engage with key stakeholders throughout Nebraska Medicine and UNMC to achieve innovation and transformation in how we deliver care and how we design care delivery across the care continuum. I do have previous leadership experience in both acute care and ambulatory services. And I've been with Nebraska Medicine since 2004.
So it really sounds like we have an amazing nurse leader with us and someone who really is capable of talking about nursing of the future. So thank you, Kara. Let's move on to Michelle. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got here?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Michelle Schulte. I'm very excited to be here today. I also am a nurse by background. I've been at Nebraska Medicine for about 15 years, Omaha native. I started on a med-surg unit here at Nebraska Med and just grew to love nursing and what we can offer. I worked in a variety of inpatient roles, including a nursing professional development specialist, so that education side of things, before moving into some leadership in the ambulatory setting, and most recently managed three specialty surgical clinics in the outpatient world and came to the IDU team in January. I have such a passion for nurses and nursing practice, but also I love like process improvement and making things more efficient. Let's leveraging the technology we have to make patient care better. So that's kind of who I am and where I came from.
Thanks so much, Michelle. And I think we're catching a theme here where nursing is ever evolving and there are so many possibilities when you become a nurse, so many pathways and so many different ways that you can use your expertise. But not to leave our interprofessional colleagues out, we're going to talk to Callie. Why don't you tell us about your role in all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everyone. My name is Callie Sibilia. I am a project manager here at Nebraska Medicine. I do have some healthcare background. I was a CNA when I was going through my undergrad. When I was doing that, I sort of fell into the IT side of healthcare. And so I transitioned into enterprise apps and started working on various different health information systems within the healthcare setting. I have extensive background in training and change management. That's really where I found my passion is with people and helping people experience change and making sure that it's a positive experience for them and something that can ultimately be successful for them and the organization at the end. And that path really led me through training and clinical informatics. I have background as a leader within the organization as well. I was a manager of our applications training team for 3 years. And then I really decided to lean into change management and put that to use for the Innovation Design Unit, which is how I became the project manager for the IDU.
Again, such an extensive background. And I would never say just, I was a CNA, just a CNA. CNAs are amazing. We can't operate without them. So thank you for the service that you did. I would consider that part of the nursing team for sure. I'm sure the first question that we want to talk about is, okay, future of nursing, that's exciting. What new is coming down the pike? And so how does that interact with the innovation design unit? What is that? And tell us a little bit more about what it is and how it came to be.
I can take that one. So I think in order to fully understand why we're thinking about an innovation design unit at Nebraska Medicine, we have to reflect around our current healthcare system. And we're really utilizing our healthcare environment as our catalyst to this work. And as a nurse, when you reflect on healthcare delivery in general, it can become a maze of sometimes disjointed processes, inefficiencies in workflows, inefficiencies in staffing that have cracks, right? Like have provided cracks in our system that were really magnified by the pandemic. And it continues to take a huge toll on the healthcare workforce and continues to, add strains to our patient care delivery. And so as healthcare leaders, we often find ourselves reacting to the immediate demands of patient care rather than doing what we want to do, which is proactively shape a system that can meet the evolving needs of our patients. And so we're breaking away from that approach and from that cycle. And we really want to shift our focus towards a landscape that is forward-thinking, a landscape that's patient-centered and resilient by making a really bold investment into what we're calling our innovation design unit. And we want this transformation to be holistic. We want innovation to be the driving force behind what we're doing here. We want it to be people-centered. We want our system to be high reliable and just high value system of care. And so by establishing an innovation design unit, we have the opportunity to reimagine what healthcare can be from the ground up and use this as a framework to best position us for what the future is, not only here at Nebraska Medicine and UNMC, but for healthcare across the country, and to invest into our Project Next, which will be up and coming in the next 5 to 7 years. So this is an opportunity to test and try things ahead of time. So this includes different care delivery models, how we leverage new technologies, how we leverage smart facility design and just how we build the rooms and the spaces and how we interact with learners, how we conduct research. And we have to start doing things differently. And we need a space in which we can do that. And we want to be informed. And so we have a really unique opportunity in the renovation of one of our existing floors in University Tower on main campus. And so the sixth floor of University Tower has been undergoing renovation for the last 2 years now. And this is the space that we're going to be using for the innovation design unit.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm just kind of blown away here. So as a nurse on the floor, I'm going around doing my business the way I've been trained to take care of my patients. And are you telling me that we have an entire unit designed to try new things, to just completely blow up the way that we're doing things and do things completely new and more efficient and more, I guess, together?
Exactly. That's exactly what we're doing in this environment. And so I think the unique thing about this innovation program is that we will have a 17-bed unit, active patient care, adjacent to an innovation maker space. So if we want to get a little more flexible in what we're testing and innovating around before we translate it to an active patient care environment, we can do that. So adjacent to that active patient care unit will be about 4,500 square feet of maker space, where we are collaborating with researchers, clinicians, nurses, industry partners on making healthcare more efficient for our teams and our clinicians and our patients.
So, in nursing and in healthcare, innovation is kind of a buzzword. But what you're saying is that not only is this a unit that actually has patients on it, right? It has patients on it. Yeah. But yes. Also there's an entire section right next to it that is designed to actually be the space where these innovations are kind of created.
That is correct. We did get as creative as we could with making sure the rooms were large enough to support universal care. So we will be taking care of multiple patient acuities within this environment. And I'll let Michelle talk a little bit more about that piece. And then Callie, if you want to expand a little bit on some of the design features that make this unit unique.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really had a little bit of a box that we were working within in order to bring the IDU to life and design it. But it was really important for us to engage as many people as we could in what that design looked like, and then really lean into the vision of the IDU and create spaces that were a little bit different so we can actually start to answer some of those hard questions. So instead of, you know, being upset about not being able to move an elevator or a beam or something like that, we really leaned into it and said, okay, we can't move that beam, we can't move that elevator, but we can try something different in this space than what we're doing maybe in this group of patient rooms over on the north end of the unit. And we want to know, you know, we want to know what's better. Is it better to have barn doors for entry into a patient room or swinging breakaway doors? Is it better to have patient lifts that take you all the way into the restroom, or, you know, maybe just get you so far as to get a patient out of bed and help them into a chair or a bedside commode, whatever it might be. So we have little kind of intricacies like that, little differences in each of the various different zones of this unit. We do have the unit broken out into three different zones for patient care, just different groupings of rooms. And each of those groupings just has something that's slightly different so that we can start to answer some of those hard questions. Because when we build the next hospital, you know, we want to do it right, and we want to have those questions answered, and we want to be planning for the future. So it was a very exciting process.
In hearing what you just said, the innovation design unit right now in Nebraska Medicine is kind of like the innovation before the innovation of the Project Next, right? And so for the listeners, Project Next is a large development that's happening here in Omaha, where it is basically a place to design and test the healthcare of the future, whether that be the configuration of units, whether that be different innovative technologies, et cetera. So what I'm hearing here is that the innovation design unit is kind of setting the pathway for not just the future of innovation, but even the spaces in which innovation happens, right?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And we try to embrace that in multiple different ways. I mean, Kara, you've been involved with the IDU for a really long time, going all the way back to when we just started having conceptual conversations around what it could look like. And that process started, I believe, back in 2019, before the pandemic even. So, you know, we were engaging multiple different types of individuals, both on the UNMC and Nebraska Medicine side, various different roles, to really understand from them what a unit like this could mean, and how it could really make a difference for us, not only now, but into the future.
That is so, like, it's kind of mind blowing, really. I know I used that phrase earlier, but like I said, for nurses that are just trying to keep patients healthy and keep care delivery safe, it's really hard to imagine what the innovations might look like. But Michelle, as nurse manager, what does this look like for nurses? What does this look like from your perspective in managing this and moving it forward?
Yeah. So I think that the really unique thing about this unit is how people-centered it is. So we're really focused on, let's not just do technology for the sake of cool technology. Like, how does it affect the patient? Does it add efficiencies to a care team? And so I think that every piece of the puzzle that we're trying to put together to create this unit has been really thoughtful with the patients in mind, the families or the visitors' experience, but also the staff. This is a place to work. And so understanding how to make someone's work environment better. We all go into nursing for various reasons, but we all spend a very large majority of time at work, and we want to really enjoy the work we do. One of the really unique parts about the innovation design unit is reevaluating the nursing care delivery model. And not that the way that we perform care today is bad. However, we're just faced with some challenges. Like, we don't have enough RNs in the world to take care of the amount of sick patients in the world. Heck, there aren't even enough physicians and respiratory therapists. So we're trying to be really creative in utilizing people's skills and experiences to the top of their scope. So that's also a buzzword you hear, like work it to the top of your scope. One of the unique things that the IDU is going to trial is a team-based care model. That's not been done since about the 1990s. There's some little pockets throughout the nation that is trying it again. And it is really a cool and very collaborative way to care for patients in our future. We'll start with just our nursing team, but then expand it to our ancillary, our providers, and really be able to give patients incredibly holistic care from a team-based model. We also will add in a virtual component. So the pandemic has taught us some things like what care has to be done physically and what care can be done in a virtual setting. So adding a virtual nurse to our team-based care model will be really unique to the innovation design unit. And then finally, we're adding a new position called a clinical nurse leader. And this is really a advanced practice nurse at the bedside, there to be a support and a resource for bedside nurses so that they're able to do their jobs really well and deliver really high quality care. Those are some of the unique things from a care delivery perspective that we'll be doing on the IDO.
Michelle, you know, as a nurse, that is so exciting. I mean, virtual nurse, I don't know how many people have even considered such a thing. And I know that having more help is always something that is of interest to nurses too. But I just want to ask one thing. When you say there's not enough nurses and that we're going to try different team configurations, nurses get a little nervous about that. So can you tell me from the nursing perspective how this particular innovation is going to help in the long run?
Yeah. So, and I should specify, I need to work on my very specific terminology. Currently, there are not enough RNs in the world to do primary or total care nursing, which we do today. So you may know that that is the type of nursing where I, as an RN, take care of a group of patients, and I'm responsible for all of the patient activities, whether they require a nursing license or not. I may have an unassistive personnel, like a CNA, that I delegate activities to. And it's a very patient-centered model, and we want to stick with the patient-centered type of model. So from a team perspective, I think that this would really benefit and leverage like a new grad nurse to be partnered with a more senior nurse. And this could be an LPN or an RN in a group with an RN as a leader of a group of patients and working together to feed off each other's skills and understand patient diagnoses and patient processes and conditions are complex. So,
Michelle, I was just going to add that it really is about leveraging other disciplines and unique skill sets and education and individuals that are trained differently than nurses to care for that whole patient, right? Nurses are not in it alone. There's a team that can help support. RNs just need to understand how to work with those other professions and be able to delegate appropriately, you know, to other levels of care. From a virtual nurse component, we have engaged with frontline staff, and I think there's a lot of excitement right now because we have several nurses that are on the verge of retirement or that physically cannot do the bedside anymore. And so this is providing another opportunity that nurses can leverage and really think about Nebraska medicine, you know, as a career continuum, right? They can start their career here, they can end their career here. And so we've already had nurses that have reached out to us wanting to come out of retirement to leverage this opportunity. So it's very exciting.
I think another really important part and aspect of that is the change management piece, which is engaging the staff in the work to make it a little less scary and to give them a voice at the table, which is something that we want to be really cognizant of and really lean into when it comes to the IDU. You know, how do we make small changes, but big changes to a better experience for individuals? And we know that one of the best ways to do that is by involving them in the work. So we have a great team of individuals that Michelle has put together for this team-based care project. And we're carrying that into the work that we're doing on the unit. We're making sure that the staff that are working on this unit have the time carved out to continue to help participate in the innovations and the changes that we do on the unit, because we think that that is so important. And we don't just think it, we know that it is really, really important.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remind everyone who's thinking this through, and for our listeners too, that we as nurses have to be aware that the population demographics are changing. We have a large proportion of older adults who are aging. And at the same time, we have a lessening number of younger folks coming up behind that large population of older adults. And really, when we think about nursing workforce issues, no matter what the solution currently is, it doesn't supersede the fact that we have a deficit of people, workforce members, let alone nurses. And so we as nurses need to recognize this and serve as the leaders to figure out how are we going to care for this population. And so I think circling all the way back around, this is what makes the Innovation Design Unit so amazing, because with the current environment of zero mistakes in inpatient care, acute care, or even anywhere, it's really difficult to make the space to try out new things when you have to make sure that everything is 100% accurate in the current system. So really what I'm hearing is that this space is opening up the space to try new solutions to the existing workforce capability and the direction that it's going now. Is that a good summary, everyone?
I think so, Heidi. And I would also add well-being in general, colleague well-being, right? How do we improve the work environment and the practice environment of our nurses and all of our clinicians? We want people to have that joy when they come into work, and we're hoping that this environment will help us get that back. So we're very excited about that opportunity.
I think that, Kara, just to kind of build on that a little bit too, it's our learners too. You know, the IDU has what we refer to as a synergistic mission of care delivery, piloting innovations, and sharing knowledge. And to your point, Heidi, in regards to the shortage of staff that we have, what can we learn? What can we do differently in this space to get more learners, or help learners learn faster or learn differently, and be more effective in that manner as well, so that we can bring more people onto the workforce potentially in a quicker way? So we definitely want to learn and make changes for our patients and for our staff, but we're not leaving the learners out either.
So there are probably patients that are really excited about being part of something innovative too. And with that, how would nurses who are listening, how would somebody get involved with the Innovation Design Unit? What does the future look like in that area?
If you're a nursing student or allied professional health student, we are always looking for people to be part of our work groups or our project teams. You could reach out to either of us directly. If you're a potential prospect, you're looking for a change in your career or somewhere else, something new or innovative, we have multiple positions open, and we've displayed some of these on the Nebraska Medicine Now and UNMC Today. So you can always reach out into those spaces to learn more about the technology, care delivery, just the facility design in general. If you're a patient and you're interested in learning more, we actually are hosting patient focus groups and really wanting to understand what patients value and how they leverage things like technology, how their families view different care delivery. So we have a variety of ways that people can be involved. We didn't mention this, so currently the area is under construction, and we anticipate opening for live patients in January of 2025. This fall and winter, we'll be doing lots of meet and greets and show and tells and open houses. So keep your eyes peeled for more communications on those events as well.
Amazing. This is amazing. I'm pretty sure that we're going to have you all back to talk about new innovations and what goes on once everything is up and running and some discoveries are coming out, and just to keep us all updated as to how the Innovation Design Unit is contributing to the future of nursing and the future of healthcare. Any last minute words before we conclude for the day, Kara?
I would just encourage our nurses to continue to lean in to transformation and innovation and really embrace that, because nurses are at the forefront of innovation, and the improvements that we can make at the bedside to healthcare, our workflow efficiencies, and our patient experience is huge.
And then Michelle, what are your last minute thoughts?
I agree. I think that we all learn so much from each other's experiences and a fresh take of ideas. So no idea is a dumb idea. No experience is an invaluable one. And the Innovation Design Unit is that launch pad for change.
Thanks for that. And then Callie, from your perspective, what would you like the listeners to know as a last thought?
Just continuing the theme, I think, of what Kara and Michelle said, you know, it's really important to participate in change and be willing and open to it. We need everybody's help in order for change to be successful. And it starts with an idea, but then it turns into something even greater. And it's really exciting to be at the forefront of that. And so if anybody is looking to get involved, we're always open to hearing your ideas or finding a good fit for you, like Michelle said. So I think myself, Michelle and Kara are all open to hearing from you if you have anything you want to share.
Well, that is quite the open invitation. Thank you so much, Kara, Michelle, and Callie. This has been fascinating. And I think we will definitely have you back towards the opening of the IDU so that our listeners can learn more about what's going on and how they can continue to be involved. And I would say also for our listeners, I can't think of a better example of how nurses and nursing teams and interprofessional teams are really leading the way as to how we're going to practice as time marches on and as our populations change and as our technology increases. So thank you all for what you're doing. Thank you for telling us about it today here on our show. And we will definitely post the information that you talked about in our show notes for our listeners. So thank you all. Well, that concludes this episode of RN Huddle. Thank you to everyone who participated in our show today. It's really fun to hear about new and exciting ways of doing things. It really gives us all hope as nurses that we are marching forward and really carving our own future as a profession and as a critical component of the healthcare industry. And most importantly, to make things better for our patients. So thanks to our guests. Thanks to you, the listener, and we'll see you next time on RN Huddle.
Thank you for listening to RN Huddle. To stay connected, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at UNMCCNE or check out unmc.edu/CNE for more program information.